Welcome to our 29th podcast. Good morning, it's Dr. Casserly here, and I hope you're keeping well. It's been such fun to see Year 13 in their old school uniform yesterday and fancy dress for their last day of lessons today. We are so proud of Year 13 and the fine young women they are. And now they're going to leave St. Paul's and make the world a better place. In many ways, it's quite emotional to see the little girls who joined us in Year 7 now ready to embark on the next chapter of their lives as the fine young women of goodness, faith, and integrity that they have become. God bless our wonderful Year 13. And so on to pupil success. Congratulations to Tilly in 10P on successfully passing her umpiring assessment. This is a fantastic achievement and now means she is fully qualified to umpire all netball matches. Very well done to Tilly. Congratulations to our chess team on becoming the chess champions yesterday in the championships held at King Edward's, beating all of the King Edward's teams. King Edward's Camp Hill, we won 4-0. King Edward's High School for Girls, we won 3-1. King Edward's Five Ways, we won 3-1. King Edward's High School for Girls, we won 3-1, and King Edward's Five Ways B, we won 4-0. Congratulations to our fantastic chess players on winning this prestigious tournament, to Elise in 10A, to Stacey in 8L, to Steffi in 10A, to Alia in 10S, and to Caitlin in 10L. It's a brilliant achievement to beat all of the King Edward's teams, and we're very, very proud of our girls. Thanks also to Miss Houghton for attending with the girls. And continuing on a chess theme, well done to all the girls who participated so well in the chess tournament in school. This was organised by our fantastic Elise from 10A, our England chess champion player. It was a great tournament of a very high technical standard, supported so well by Miss Evans. So congratulations in third place to Steffi in 10A. In second place to Stacey in 8L. And in first place, the winner of the St. Paul's Chess Tournament, to Alia in 10S. Very well done to our chess team and to all of the individuals in the tournament that we held last week. We are proud beyond words of our Year 13 chemists, who have attained 16 silver and 9 bronze certificates in the Chemistry Olympiad. 17,241 students took part in the 58th annual UK Chemistry Olympiad, which covers real-world chemistry topics and current research, stretching students beyond the scope of the A-level syllabus. The challenging questions are set by the University of Cambridge and the Royal Society of Chemistry. So for all of our A-level chemists to be awarded a certificate is an amazing achievement. And to have 16 silver and 9 bronze is really, really incredible. So congratulations to our Year 13 winners, Charlotte, Abby, Amelia, Aminata, Bethel, Chelsea, Ching, Beth, Elisa, Gabrielle, Hannah, Debrani, Isabel, Jessica, Leona, Monting, Sophie, Stella Maris, Gloria, Jovan, Naomi, Nicole, Rejoice, Shannon, and Victoria, congratulations to knowing that out of 17,241 students, that you are in the top 5%. What a brilliant affirmation going into your chemistry exams. And thanks to Mrs. Myers, who organises this magnificent experience, and for all her hard work and that of Mr. Hamsey. Congratulations to Belle in 8S on winning the weekend quiz on Beethoven and his symphonic works. She showed excellent listening and research skills and should be very proud of herself. Congratulations to the very worthy recipients of the St. Catherine of Siena Prize, to Cara in 12T, to Eleanor in 8P, to Hannah in 7L, to Miriam in 8S, and to Tracy in 9U. As you know, St. Catherine of Siena said, "Be all that God has called you to be, and you will set the world on fire." And these girls deserve great credit for their authentic and motivated response in all areas of school life. Congratulations to Amelia in 7P, who has been chosen to play Gaelic football at county level for Warwickshire. This is a great achievement, as the trials were so competitive. And we are utterly proud of Amelia as she goes forward to represent Warwickshire in all the future fixtures. Congratulations to four outstanding cadets promoted to the rank of Lance Corporal. Well done to the Lance Corporals who have joined the NCO team, and we know that they are going to continue their excellent leadership. Well done to Lance Corporal Kazimerska in 10P. Well done to Lance Corporal Laraga in 10S. Well done to Lance Corporal McNamara in 10S. And well done to Lance Corporal Sylvester Hurley in 11U. We are hugely proud of Lucy in 7A, who has had an article written about her and all her fundraising work in the spring magazine called Collect for Crohn's and Colitis UK. How wonderful to have all her efforts celebrated in writing in this international journal and magazine. So proud of her. And so on to school events. Huge thanks to Grace in 13S for all her inspirational thoughts and excellent insights in the Autism Awareness Assemblies. She was a very worthy recipient of the Omnibus Omnia Award 2 years ago, and she is indeed all things to all people in our school. We are very grateful to Grace. On Monday, the 131 pupils who met the Paul criteria had a great morning bowling with lunch at the bowling complex. They had the most fantastic time and greatly enjoyed the experience, showing some superb bowling skills. They deserved this treat for having had 100% attendance, no lates, 15 or more positive logs, and no negative logs. We have started the Paul criteria again afresh for the summer term, so please encourage your daughter to meet the Paul criteria ready for the reward on the 14th of July. On Tuesday, Alejandra, our lay chaplain, and four of our wonderful chaplaincy champions visited the residents of our local care home. They brought great joy, laughter, singing, and companionship to the people that they met. Our girls were equally inspired by meeting the residents and listening to their stories. Well done to Melania in 9S, to Michelina in 9S, to Miriam in 10L, and to Purity in 10S. And well done to the representatives of SPG for attending the Good Shepherd Mass at St. Chad's Cathedral yesterday. They showed exceptional spiritual maturity, and we were very proud to see them all to serving, carrying our SPG banner and bringing a cheque of £1,160 for the work of Father Hudson's Caritas. We are very proud of Chizzy from 7A, Michaela from 7L, Lily in 7L, Naraya in 7L, Elise in 7P, Rhea in 7T, Long in 7U, Robin in 7U, Adora in 8A, Raphael in 8A, and to Winnie in 8U. They also had the privilege of meeting His Grace Archbishop Bernard Longley, who complimented them on their gracious and spiritual response. Thanks also to Alejandra and to Mr. Venables for organising the visit to participate in this beautiful Mass. And so on to forthcoming events. Just a reminder that we have the privilege of participating in the May procession at the Oratory this Sunday at 12:15 Mass, followed by the procession. Thanks to those who have confirmed that they are attending and to the cadets who will be in their cadet uniform in the church. Should anyone else from the Oratory Parish wish to join us, please do so. We will be sitting together by the statue of St. John Henry Newman during Mass so that we can leave together. We look forward to seeing the family of Year 13 this Tuesday, the 5th of May at 9:15 for the Year 13 Mass and graduation. There won't be a dry eye in the house. Each year, we award the Key Stage 3 pupil with the most positive logs with the St. Paul Shield at the end of Mass for St. Peter and Paul on the 29th of June, our second patronal feast. Please encourage your daughter to strive for this. Isabel in 8U currently has 125 positive logs, and that, so far, is the number to beat. And now on to Just One Thing, which this week is led by Miss Tibbetts Forrest, on how parents can support their daughter to develop her political literacy as the local elections approach.
Here's one simple thing you can do this week to help your daughter understand the local elections happening on May the 7th. Not a lecture, not a long explanation, just one small habit. Look up your local candidates together. That's it. Across the UK, including here in Birmingham, voters will be choosing the people who run their local council. Councillors who will make decisions on transport, housing, bin collections or lack thereof, and many other issues affecting local people. And in Birmingham specifically, every single council seat is up for election this year, which means it really matters who is elected. But for young people, politics can feel distant or confusing. So instead of trying to explain the whole system, open a laptop or a phone or look at leaflets that have come through your door and ask, who is standing in our area in our ward to be elected as our local councillors. Scroll through the candidates, look at their photographs, look at their priorities, their slogans, their party affiliations, and then potentially ask your daughter just two questions. What do you think this person cares about? And do any of these issues matter to you? And that's where the magic happens, because you're not telling her what to think, you're showing her how to notice, question and care. And here's the key. At secondary school age, she's forming her sense of fairness, voice and identity. Seeing real people asking for votes help her realise decisions don't just happen, people choose them. You're planting the idea that one day she'll have a say too. And in a year where Birmingham's politics could shift quite dramatically, with lots of different parties and independent candidates competing, it's the perfect moment to show her how her choices will shape a city. So tonight, or sometime in the week, just take 10 minutes. Search your ward, look at names, talk it through. No pressure, no test, just curiosity. Because understanding democracy doesn't start at 18. It starts at the kitchen table.
Thank you so much to Miss Tibbetts Forrest. And there's a quote. It begins at the kitchen table. And so on to prayer. Today, the 1st of May, we begin a month dedicated to prayer to our Blessed Lady, Queen of the May. The association of May with Mary began in the Middle Ages. May was seen as a month of renewal, flowers and new life, and Christians naturally connected it with Mary, who brought new life to the world through Christ. Pope Paul VI, in his 1965 encyclical, said, "The month of May reminds us that Mary remains ever the path that leads to Christ." So let's take a moment to pause and pray. O Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, in this month of May, so rich in beauty and life, we turn to you with trusting hearts. As flowers bloom and the earth is renewed, renew our faith, our hope, and our love. Teach us to listen to God's word as you did, and to say yes with courage, and to follow your Son, Jesus, more closely each day. Amen. Pope Francis beautifully proclaimed, "Mary walks with us. She prays for us. She helps us to grow in faith." So let's take a moment to entrust our great girls to Mary, especially those doing public examinations next week. Our Lady, Queen of the May, pray for us. Later in the month, we will be having our May procession. But another tradition of our school is to bring in flowers or to scatter flower petals at the grotto. Please encourage your daughter to participate in this beautiful tradition by bringing in any flowers or plants or petals and placing them at the grotto next week. I hope everyone enjoys Bank Holiday Monday and hopefully the fine weather this weekend. Thank you for all your wonderful support. And we give thanks for our great girls, and especially year 11 and 13, who need to always remember, I am a St. Paul's girl, and there is nothing I cannot achieve.